Hey everybody, this is Sean Mabry. I'm the editorial manager at Fitbody Bootcamp, and I work very closely with our man Bedros Koulian. And I'm here today to interview Jim Quick, who is an expert mental fitness coach and a master of memory. And Bedros wanted to bring Jim on here because he's been learning a lot from Jim personally, and he wanted to share his message with his audience of fitness entrepreneurs like you. And Jim has worked with everyone from Elon Musk to Will Smith. He's a memory coach for people, high performers across many different industries, and he wanted to share his message with you today. So welcome, Jim.
Sean and Bedros, thank you so much for having me, and thank you everyone for tuning in.
Excellent. It's so great to have you. And I personally have started doing your course. I'm very excited about it. So let's just dive right in. What would you say is the single biggest advantage that a fitness entrepreneur could get from mastering your memory recall techniques?
Okay, so I think one of the most important skills to master in the 21st century is the ability to learn faster, the ability to learn rapidly, because the world is changing so fast. You know, for an entrepreneur, there's so much information, too little time, and how do you catch up? How do you keep up? How do you get ahead? And so what we do for the past 25 years is train people how to read faster, how to remember more, how to learn any subject or skill faster. And we found that it's the most incredible advantage, competitive advantage for an entrepreneur to have, because you know your income rises, you know, to the level of our ability to learn. The faster you can learn, the faster you can earn. And so what I am is kind of like where you're training people to use their bodies in such magnificent ways. You know, and so like a personal trainer, I'm like a brain trainer. Just like the, with people's muscles, you make them stronger, you make them more agile, you make them faster, you give them energy. That's what I do for your mental muscles. I make your mental muscles stronger, make them faster, give them more energy and more agility and flexibility. So you could, again, catch up and keep up in today's competitive world. And I just think entrepreneurs are amazing because I love working with entrepreneurs because they're so dedicated to their own personal growth. Right, they grow more, so they have more to give. And I think your mind, your brain, if you will, metaphorically, is one of the most important muscles that we have as a metaphor. And the challenge is your brain doesn't come with an owner's manual, and it's not always user friendly. So what I like to do is optimize high performers and take them to the next level, so they could have greater levels of intelligence, greater levels of income, greater levels of influence, and greater levels of impact.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the way you describe it as mental fitness, because I think, you know, it's easy when you talk about memory to think of like, oh, it's just like putting books on a bookshelf. It's like, no, it's so much more than that. Like, this is your source of creativity. This is where you're going to get your best ideas, is when you strengthen your mind and strengthen your memory. So I think you're just doing some amazing work here. So my next question for you was, when and why did you first decide to start studying these mental fitness techniques?
So my my inspiration was more my desperation. When people see me on stage speak at events, I'll do these demonstrations where I'll have like 100 people stand up and I'll memorize their names in real time, or they'll give me 100 words or 100 numbers and I'll memorize it forwards and backwards. And I always tell people, I don't do this to impress you. I do this more to express to you what's really possible. Because the truth is, every single person who's listening to this can also do it as well. It's just we weren't taught how to do it. If anything, we were taught a lie that we're not smart enough, or we're not fast enough, or we're not, you know, our memory's somehow fixed, like our shoe size. And we've discovered more about the human brain more in the past 20 years than the previous 2,000 years. And what we found is that, you know, we're grossly underestimating its own capacity, that we could all learn to be able to learn to be, do more, have more, share more mentally than we've ever been taught. And if, and in school, the challenge was, you know, and I know this for a fact because growing up, a lot of people don't know this, but I grew up with learning challenges. And my learning challenges came from a head injury I had when I was a child. Brain damage, brain injury. I had no focus. I had no memory. Teachers would have to explain themselves 3 or 4 times in order for me to get it. And it actually took me an extra 3 years just to learn how to read. So school was incredibly challenging for me all through elementary, middle school, high school. And so I hit a tipping point when I was 18 years old where I just could not keep up with everything. When I got to college, I was ready to quit and I just decided to double down. And I actually ended up not eating, not sleeping, not working out, all the things that you know is good for you. I ended up actually pulling all these all-nighters, and I ended up passing out in the library. I fell down a flight of stairs, and I hit my head again, and I woke up in the hospital 2 days later. And at this point, I lost so much weight. I was down to 117 pounds. I thought I died. And in my recovery, I said, forget this. I can't focus on school anymore. It's literally killing me. What I have to focus on is this thing called learning how to learn. I wanted to solve this riddle, this puzzle, if you will, of how does my brain work so I can work my brain? So I started studying everything in this area, adult learning theory and memory, and multiple intelligences and brain science. I wanted to understand practical methods on how I could improve my focus, my reading ability, my understanding, my memory. And within about 60 days, a light switch went on and I started to understand things, and I started to do better at school, and my grades improved, my life improved. The reason why we're having this conversation now, because this was 25 years ago, is I started to tutor it, and one of my very first students, she was a freshman in college, she read 30 books in 30 days. Can you imagine that, Sean? Wow. Like, imagine going to Amazon and picking up 30 books and just reading them in a month. And I wanted to find out not how she did it, I want to know why. You know, we have a speed reading program that's online that we have students in over 150 countries, and we routinely get people reading like a book a week or more. So I wanted to find out why she did it, and I found out that her mother was dying of terminal cancer, was given 60 days to live, and the books she was reading were books on health and wellness. She was determined to save her mother's life. And I find out 6 months later that her mother not only survived, but is really getting better. Doctors don't know how, they don't know why. They call it a miracle, but her mother attributes it 100% to the great advice she got from her daughter that learned it from all these books. And that's where I realized that if knowledge is power, learning is your superpower, and it's a power that all of us have inside of us.
Man, that is such an amazing, inspiring story, and it really touches me on a personal level, because I've always done pretty well academically, but I always disliked the idea that some people are just smart. And I think one of the things that's so inspiring about your message is that you're saying, like, no, like, you can have Dr. Xavier level intelligence, you can have superhero intelligence by learning these techniques and training them. It's about mental fitness, you know?
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's because, like I was just saying, that you and I were talking about this, and I had this conversation with Bedros, is that, you know, it's so amazing what you guys are doing for people's physical vitality, their energy, their strength, you know, their overall health and fitness. And the same innovations have been made also for mental fitness, that people could grow stronger in a lot of ways, neurogenesis, neuroplasticity. We could create new brain cells as you age and as your clients age. You could create new connections to the day you die. And in your brain just needs two things. It needs the same thing your body needs. It needs novelty and it needs nutrients. That's what actually fosters neurogenesis, the creation of new brain cells and neuroplasticity, which are new connections inside of our brain. That through novelty and new learnings and then nutrition, you know, feeding your brain, you know, your brain is what, 2% of your body weight, but it requires 20, 25% of the nutrients. Then you feed the machine, and you could do remarkable things. Just like you could take anybody off the street and put them on a protocol, in terms of workout and nutrition and sleep and so forth. You could do the same thing. What we're doing is we're doing that for people's brains. And we're getting the same kind of miraculous results, no matter their age, background, career, education, or so on. So I think the other reason why people want to learn this, fitness entrepreneurs, number one, learn it for yourself so you can have an easier time. That if you could double your reading speed and save a couple hours a day, the average person reads about 4 hours a day. Think about texts and emails and websites and blogs, you know, books and everything. People go out and buy books, but they don't read them, right? And they become shelf help and not self-help. And so, but 2 hours a day, you know, cut it in half, you know, save 2 hours a day over the course of a year, that's 730 hours. Even if you save just 1 hour a day, Sean, right? If the average person save 1 hour a day just on something like reading, then 1 hour a day over the course of a year is 365 hours. And that's a lot, that's a big number, but break it down into 40-hour work weeks. How many 40-hour work weeks is that? That's about, what, nine, Sean? Nine work weeks you get back in productivity, saving 1 hour a day, just reading better. And so that's why fitness entrepreneurs, you know, get involved with what we're doing, and people like Pedro are so excited about it. And the other thing about it is this is knowledge that, you know, when you're working with clients, it's just you could keep them tight also. You know, I just trained 200 doctors and caregivers and patients over at the Cleveland Clinic for Brain Health, and they were learning it so that they could pass it on to their clients and their patients to be able to, you know, keep their memory sharp and keep their focus better, you know, keep them reading the books that they're recommending to your clients. And so it's a win-win across the board.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I love that you bring up the fact that you get time back. Because to me, I hear that and I think, not only that means more productivity, but that's time you could spend with your family, especially if you're a new parent and you want to be very close with your children. Like that's time you could spend on hobbies if you have hobbies that have kind of fallen by the wayside. There's so many things you can do with that time. It's free time, So that's incredible. So we've mentioned at the top that you have been working with Bedros. He's gone through your course. He really loves it. Can you tell me more about some of the people you've been working with and some of the things they've been learning?
So, I've been doing this for 25 years. And so, I've done it everywhere from universities like Caltech to Harvard to exponential technology organizations like Singularity University. I've done trainings for Richard Branson's company, Virgin, and SpaceX with Elon, and his rocket scientists. Basically, we work with people either on one of two spectrums. Either they're struggling right now because they're overloaded and overwhelmed, they can't keep up, there's not enough time. And so if you're struggling right now, and how do you balance your career and your business and all and your family and all that, and you're looking for an edge, we work with people that are feel like they're a little bit behind, and you're looking for like a dramatic increase in their productivity. The other people we work with are people who are already successful. They're at their top of their game. I got to work with people like I'm here in Los Angeles. I get to work with people like the Will Smiths and the Jim Carreys. I spent I had the opportunity to work with the cast of X-Men, helping actors speed read scripts and memorize their lines and be focused and present on camera. And but the theme of everybody, it doesn't matter who you are, your age, your background, or your occupation, everybody has this 3-pound brain, gray matter between your ears called your brain, and it's your ultimate supercomputer. And so, fitness entrepreneurs, yes, you're paid for your body, but you're also, it's not just your brute strength, it's your brain strength. Right, it's not just your muscle power, it's your mind power. And I love working with people because of growing up with my learning challenges, who want to take things to the next level and fully express themselves in the highest way possible. The big thing that, when we're talking about this, is there's three modern day supervillains. I always talk about superpowers because I taught myself how to read by reading comic books. But there's three supervillains, like really fast, that are really depleting everyone who's listening to this, and it's assaulting our lives, and it's taken away from our quality of life and our time. Number one is digital overload. There's too much information, too little time, right? The amount of information is doubling at dizzying speeds. In order to keep up with your industry, you have to process how many programs you have to listen to and read and everything, and it's hard and to make the time to do it. So that the only thing you could do is be more efficient at it. So if you feel like you're taking a sip of water out of a fire hose, like the problem is, it's not your fault. It's because we grew up. We live in an age of autonomous electric cars and spaceships that are heading to Mars, but our vehicle choice when it comes to learning is a horse and buggy. And that because the education system hasn't changed a whole lot, the world is changing a lot. So information overwhelm is a big challenge, and it's a health challenge for you and all your clients, because they call it information fatigue syndrome. It's higher blood pressure, compression of leisure time, more sleeplessness, or even if you have free time, you can't enjoy it because you're multitasking, your focus is so everywhere. Second obstacle right now, the villain in today's day and age, is digital distraction. So you have digital overwhelm, which is the influx of too much data. The second one is digital distraction, because we're growing up on our smart devices. So what I recommend is people do not touch their cell phone the first thing in the morning. The reason why I say that is the first hour of the day, you're in this brainwave state called theta and alpha, and you become highly suggestible. So the challenge is, when you pick up your phone and you're getting these likes and these comments and these shares, and you're getting these dopamine fixes, what it does is fatigues the brain, and it trains it to be distracted, and which is a big challenge. You're wiring your brain for distraction. The other reason why you don't want to pick up your phone the first hour of the day is because when you check your text messages and you check your emails and all these updates, and everybody wants something from you, and you have to fight all these fires, and everybody has an agenda for you, then you are also training your brain not only to be distracted, but you're training your brain to be reactive. And you can never have a quality business, you can never have a quality life, if you just spend the first hour a day fighting fires as opposed to setting your vision, your agenda for the day, so you can win every single day. And so digital distraction is a big issue, and that's something we really focus on, literally by training people how to have focus. Because focus is not something you have, focus is a muscle, it's something you do. And just like we teach people how to learn a language step by step, how to remember everyone's names of clients, that's probably one of the biggest benefits of being, working with clients. If you're a fitness entrepreneur, you need to remember everyone's name. That's what we train people step by step, how to read faster. So we take these things like creativity or focus, or or memory, you know, they're not things, they're processes, they're things you do. And so we tell you exactly how to do it. And the third area besides digital overload and digital distraction is this thing called digital dementia. Digital, and you'll love this one. This is a new term coming out in the health field. Digital dementia is basically saying, because like you're outsourcing your brains to your smart devices are keeping your to-do lists, keeping your schedules, it's keeping like you're doing simple math for you, it's remembering all the phone numbers. I mean, think about how many phone numbers you knew growing up. All the numbers. How many phone numbers do you know now, Sean?
Like probably two.
Right. And so not that you want to memorize hundreds of phone numbers, but we have lost the mental capacity and the power and mental fitness to be able to memorize a number. Because we're outsourcing our brains to our smart devices, our brains aren't getting the exercise it would normally get, so it's not fit enough. And so it's, you know, it's atrophying. It's use it or lose it, just like your body. But if I put my arm in a sling for 6 months, would it grow stronger? No, of course not. But it would stay the same. It wouldn't even stay the same. It would grow weaker, right? And that's what a lot of people's brains are doing. So they're not getting early detection of Alzheimer's and dementia because we're so reliant on our smart devices to tell us what to do and when to do it. And so we're getting weaker. And so I want to train people's brains, simple, easy exercises people could do each day to keep them mentally fit. So if you feel overloaded, overwhelmed, distracted, or you feel like your memory is slipping, like senior moments are coming too early, like you can't remember where you parked the car, where you put your keys, where you put your phone, if you shampooed your hair or not, you know, or if you forget someone's name, right? You meet them, shake their hands, the name just disappears. And those are the things that we focus on.
And speaking of that, I wanted to ask you if you have like just a really quick takeaway technique, something that our listeners could deploy, you know, right now, just to see how this works. Yeah, go ahead.
1000%. So in order, let's take memory fitness, right? Because I think two of the most costly words in your fitness business is I forgot. You know, I forgot to do it. I forgot the meeting. I forgot the client. I forgot that conversation. I forgot the routine. I forgot that person's name. I mean, it's just every time you hear I forgot, you know, you lose time, you lose opportunity, you lose money. And so I want you to remember just three simple things to boost your memory. We can apply it towards names, for instance. Remember MOM, M-O-M, M-O-M. It's just really, really simple acronym. It's kind of like the basic place where we start. So let's say someone has trouble remembering names, but let's say there's a suitcase of $250,000 cash. If you just remember the name of the next stranger that you meet, who's going to remember that person's name?
Everyone.
Everyone all of a sudden is a memory expert. So the first M stands for motivation. Motivation, like what's your motive for taking action? Because I believe there's a success formula I call it HQ. It goes from your head to your heart to your hands. You could visualize things, set goals. Your clients could set goals and, you know, in their head and have happy thoughts and everything, but they're not acting on with their hands. Usually what's missing is a second H, which is your heart. Right? It's the energy, the emotion that fuels everything. So tap into your why and ask yourself, why do I want to remember this person's name? Simple. Like, why do I want to remember the person's name? Maybe it's to show the person respect. Maybe it's to make a new client, make a new friend. Maybe it's to go on a date. Maybe it's to practice these tips I learned from Jim Quick, you know, something like that. Because here's the thing that everyone wants to remember, reasons reap results. Reasons reap results. So you have to come up with the reason in order to get the result. The second letter, O, stands for observation. Observation. This is a huge one, Sean. Like a lot of people, they blame their lack of memory or they're forgetting names to their retention. It's not your retention, it's your attention. Mm. Like I had a chance to meet some amazing individuals. Like I remember the second time I met President Bill Clinton, I was sitting next to him at a fundraiser dinner. And at our table was, to my right was Forrest Whitaker. I put this picture on Instagram. Forrest Whitaker to my right, to his right was Sir Richard Branson. To his right was Ashton Kutcher, and then Ashton Kutcher's twin brother, which I didn't know he had a twin brother. And then sitting right next to me was President Clinton. And I was like, hey, can you remember my name, Sean? Like the second time I met him, I was like, wow, you must meet a lot of people. I'm the memory guy. How do you remember what memory? He's like, Jim, I don't use any memory techniques. I just, growing up, my grandfather told stories to all the kids in Arkansas, but afterwards, he would stop and quiz each of us to see if we were paying attention and really listening. And I noticed when he was talking to me, he's this powerful presence, right? And he's got this incredible memory and he was looking right at me and nobody else. And I just feel like his incredible memory and his powerful presence comes from being powerfully present with people. Meaning he wasn't looking over my shoulder. A lot of us do that, right? You're at conferences or at events or a wedding, whatever, meeting somebody and, you know, you're either guilty of this or that person is. They're looking over your shoulder, seeing who else is in the room, who's more important. Or if you're not distracting yourself outside, you're distracting yourself inside. You're like, thinking about, oh, you know, how to, you know, what am I going to say and respond and so on and so forth. And so most people aren't really listening. And if you write down the word listen and you scramble the letters, it also spells the word silent. So just be silent with people. And then finally, the last letter in M is called is mechanics, is the mom mechanics. And those are the skills, the techniques, the strategies on how to learn a language, how to give a speech without notes, how to remember facts and figures and formulas, you know, numbers and names, and read faster and do all those things. But, you know, I put that last because if you don't want to remember it, you don't have the motivation and you don't even pay attention, the mechanics are secondary. And so those mechanics are exactly what we teach. What I've been, you know, what Bedros has been going through our course, like the step-by-step strategies on how to upgrade your brain so you can upgrade your business.
That's incredible. Yeah. And we are running a little long on time, but I hopefully our listeners will forgive us because this is such amazing content. So let's dive into the last question. I just wanted to know, what is the big vision behind your work? What do you want to see in the world as a result of everything you're doing?
So my thing is, the thing that excites me the most, because I was labeled at 9 years old, the boy with the broken brain. Mm-hmm. And I know right now our brain is our most powerful wealth creating device. And I don't mean just financial wealth. That's obvious. And I work with the world's top, some of the most amazing individuals, the wealthiest individuals in the world. And so obviously there's a strong correlation between, you know, your brain ability to perform in your bank account. But what I really want is my goal is to build better, brighter brains, and no brain left behind. And so that's why we have our online programs. We have students in 150 countries, everyone from around the world, every occupation, and mostly, you know, entrepreneurs, because those are the ones that invest in themselves the most. And those are the ones that, you know, people that are investing in themselves the most are the ones that get the most growth. And they're the ones that desire it. And honestly, those are the ones that deserve it the most. So, you know, if there's a gap between where you are, where you want to be, and you've tried other things, I think the most important skill to master in the 21st century is your ability to learn faster. And that's why our company Quick Learning is all about. It's helping you save time and taking things to the next level. You know, these are brain hacks for busy people who want to learn faster and achieve more. And you deserve it because you work so hard for it.
Yeah, excellent. So we chatted a bit earlier and you said you had a special offer you wanted to make to Beatrice's audience.
We did. I was talking to Bedros and he wanted to do something really special for his clients and his community. And this is something exclusive. This is something we do not offer anywhere. Our flagship programs are our speed reading and our memory programs. Those two are our flagship programs because I think the two skills to master is your ability to read faster, because that's a huge advantage. If you can read something, you know, in 20 minutes, it normally takes somebody an hour. You're just ahead of the curve, right? And I love that because I like to get people reading at least one book a week and enjoying it, like absorbing it, not skimming and scanning, getting the most out of it. So our best-selling quick reading program is something that just, it not only helps improve your reading speed, but also your focus, your comprehension, and your retention. But it's for people who feel overloaded with things to read, not enough time. So we have that, and we're bundling it with our memory, our best-selling memory program. And this is for people who believe that, you know, that their memory is not where it should be, that actually memory can make them money. And so if you want to be able, like the top financial individuals, they have this memory for remembering numbers. And I want to teach you how to do that. For the best orators and TED Talk, you know, speakers, I teach a lot of the top 10 TED individuals to memorize their speech without referring to notes. You know, if you have to give sales presentations, you need to remember names, you need to learn another language because you have clients that speak other languages, or you want to travel abroad, this is the fastest, quickest way to learn all those things. So there's a forgetting curve and there's a learning curve, and I want to cut that learning curve in half for you people and teach them how to do the things that our clients do. And so we're packaging these two things just for your community. Basically, we're taking the reading program or the memory program, and for half the cost of what we offer that, we're going to give you both. So half the cost of one program, you get both programs. And the last thing that we're going to offer just as a thank you is the program is it's a 6-week memory program and a 6-week reading program. So it's 3 months. And so instead of having just 3-month access, we're going to give you lifetime access for you and your family. And so you can go at it self-paced and, you know, share it with your significant other, your kids and so on. You know, I would say 11 years old and higher could get huge benefit from it. We'll give you lifetime access to it. And then this is the last thing, which we haven't done ever before, is I do an annual learning conference where we bring together people from about 40 different countries in February of 2018. And it's the minimum buy-in to come to that event. It's 2 days of accelerated learning training. And the minimum buy-in for that is $997, which is basically a $1,000 ticket minimum. And we're going to give to everybody who joins us today a ticket to that event. And so it's really thousands of dollars worth of value for a fraction of the price. And so people just have to go to jimkwik.com/Bedros. And you just have to spell my last name right. It's Jim, K-W-I-K. It's really my last name. I didn't change it to do what I do. My destiny was pretty much planned out, K-W-I-K. So jimkwik.com/Bedros. And you get all the details there. And I look forward to you being part of our community.
That is a fantastically generous offer, Jim. Thank you so much for offering us that. And just one more time to make sure you all got that, that's jimkwik.com/Bedros. Jim, J-I-M, quick, K-W-I-K.com/Bedros, which hopefully you know how to spell by now. And I will make sure there's a link there on the blog post for you all to click. And please, please do check this out, because Jim is just offering us some amazing techniques here. And I know you're going to find it extremely useful. And I know Bedros would say the same. So thank you all for listening. And hopefully we'll get to do some sort of collaboration with Jim again in the future. This has been really fun.
I look forward to it. Thank you everyone for listening, and be unforgettable.
All right. Thank you, Jim.